Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created, and we are glad in it. Let me encourage you from the book of Mark chapter 6 and verse 31. These are the words of Jesus, and he says, "Come away by yourself to a secluded place and rest a while." Hallelujah, rest a while. My dear brothers and sisters, do you find it interesting that most high-tech generation in history is also the most medicated generation? The Bible predicted this. God told Daniel that in the last days, many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. Daniel 12:4. That's us. One researcher says we have trained our brains to constantly fit around the universe of messages and information seeking brief hits of excitement, grazing ceaselessly. We never dig too deeply before moving on to the next distraction, and it ratchets up our stress levels in ways we are only starting to understand. When was the last time you enjoyed some uninterrupted downtime without feeling guilty and unproductive? Do you even take time to reflect and recharge? Avoiding burnout requires the following things to do, all right? Number one, recognizing the signs. If you tweet and text people all day and yet you are still lonely, technology may be dominating your life. Secondly, doing something about it. Make yourself unavailable for short periods and see what happens. The world won't come to an end. That's honest. Thirdly, realizing you have a choice. People who think they should be available 24 hours a day exaggerate their own importance or the control others have over them. Fourthly, establishing boundaries. Rein in the emails and text messages. Do you really need all those FYIs for your informations about the same thing again and again? Fifthly, telling people, unless it's truly urgent, you answer emails at designated times throughout the day. Sixthly, setting a schedule and sticking with it. After a few minutes of surfing the internet, ask yourself, should I be doing this now? Jesus said, what did he say? Come ye yourselves apart and rest a while. Come to a secluded place. Why did Jesus say? Because when you don't come apart, you fall apart. And therefore, Jesus calls all the burdened technologists of the day that, hey, come to me. Cease from striving with your technology and come and rest in me. You'll find rest in me. Come, you all you heavy burdened and wearied souls, I will grant you rest. There is a time, my dear brothers and sisters, that we put down our gadgets, put down our computers and our laptops, and our iPads, and we seek God wholeheartedly and have that deeper relationship experience, like how Mary found the place which was dear to God. And he said, Mary has found a place. Martha, why are you so concerned about everything else around you? Find time, my dear brothers and sisters, in this busy era and make room that you will find relaxation and rest in Jesus. These are the words of Jesus. Come a while, come apart, set apart, come to a secluded place and rest a while. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you, Lord. I pray, Lord, give us the grace and the wisdom how to manage our time. Give us the grace and wisdom, Lord, that how to prioritize Christ in our life. How, Lord, without any distraction, we will be able to seek your face, your kingdom, your righteousness. We'll be able to seek your, Lord, your glory. And I pray, Abba Father God, that we will be able to comprehend the greatness and the goodness of God in our lives. I pray, Lord, today that you will give us that heart, that we will come apart, Lord, and come to a secluded place and rest in Christ alone. Because in Christ alone we find refuge. and we find safety, we find health and wealth. In Christ alone, there is peace and righteousness. And Father, I pray that you'll give us the grace today. Abba, Father, as your people step out into their jobs, into their businesses, and running the errands for the day, your grace and glory may abound upon their lives. You will bless them, honor them, expand their territory, increase their borders, take away every pain from their midst, O Father. I also pray, O Lord, that Father, their bodies, those who are sick, will be healed. O Father God, there'll be no sickness named amongst the people of God, because they are yours, bought by your blood, filled by you with your spirit. And I pray there'll be no evil that will befall them. You will bless your people, O Father. I rebuke every manner of sickness and disease. Get out and enter into the bodies of the people of God no more. Father God, I thank you for your healing that flows. And we give you the praise and the glory, honor and dominion, power and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.